Are you ready to start healing beyond the diagnosis? If you are, I have a remarkable opportunity for you. I've been working for probably the last year and a half on this, and it has launched this month. Go check out drkylieburton.com/healingbeyondthediagnosis. There's a new community where you get access to me on group Q&As, mini one-on-one sessions, and so much more. So you can start healing, truly healing beyond the diagnosis. Go check it out, because January is a special pricing where you can lock in your monthly rate for $99 and it will never be back again. So jump in and come heal beyond the diagnosis.
All right, guys, we are in for a special, special, special treat today because anxiety and depression are so rampant right now. We've been dealing with some crazy, crazy crap the last 8 months in our lives. There's no way to get around it. On top of all the last 8 months, with moms having to take care of kids at home, balance work and school and all of that jazz, now we're heading into winter season and it's getting worse with SAD or seasonal depression. I want to introduce to you Shelly Jo. Shelly is a remarkable hypnotherapist. She owns her own supplement company. She works tremendously well with people who are struggling with this guy up here, this lovely thing we call the brain. If you are struggling with brain anxiety, depression, know you're not alone. In fact, if you're listening to this live, type live in the comments below. If you're listening to this on the replay, type replay in the comments below. We want this to be able to reach as many people as possible. And the more comments we get, the better. Because this is what we're about to do. We're about to transform the way people see food, the way people see anxiety, the way people see depression, and even in your kids, ADD and ADHD. Is it just a lack of nutrition? Shelly.
Yes.
What you have, what your background is. Give us a little story about why you do what you do. And let's just dive in.
Awesome, Kylie. Thank you so much for letting me be on your program. I am so excited to be here because what I have to teach you could be the best gift you give yourself this holiday season. If you want to know who I am, well, I am a certified hypnotherapist. I'm also a certified addiction recovery and mental health coach and owner of Shelly Jo Hypno Aminos Nutrition. I'm also known as the Amino Acid Lady and hypnotherapist. How did I get into this? This is not what I planned on. When I was growing up, I never woke up and said, hey, I want to work with the brain. A little bit behind my background. Well, I am a mother of three wonderful daughters. One of my daughters at age 6 was diagnosed with anxiety. And I did what all moms did. I took them to the doctor and I got them on some medication thinking, they just said, it's just a chemical in the brain. Take this little pill and you'll be fine. I didn't understand it. I didn't know anything about it. I thought, okay, that's what I'll do. Now, this is my disclaimer. I'm not a doctor. I don't prescribe. I don't diagnose and I recommend. And I'm not against doctors nor anything that they do. I feel that there's a place for it. The thing about my daughter is I thought, okay, I'm going to give this to her and she'll be magically better. And she wasn't. And we went from doctor to med, and she just never felt right.
Which and really at 6 years old, that's young. I know she's they really just changed the law. They can give 6-year-olds antidepressants now. 6 years old. I mean, yeah. I have a 3-year-old and I'm thinking, how do they even know at 6 years old? And then I look around, I work with this group of boys in my neighborhood and I think, you know, they're 10, 11 and they've been diagnosed with ADD and ADHD. But is it really that they're just not getting the right food, feed, and calm their brain?
Yeah, absolutely.
When I met you, I was like, yes, we need to share this stuff because moms are struggling with not only their own health, but their kids as well. And like you've experienced, the anti-anxiety medication, it can be great. It can work. I'm not against doctors either. They have their place. If you break your arm, don't you dare walk into my office. I'm not going to help you. If you are struggling and you've been tossed from doctor to doctor to doctor, that's where you got to like start thinking outside the box. So as you're listening to this, guys, think outside the box. Think, my son does have ADHD, or I struggle with anxiety, but can I do something that's different than a medication to actually feed what's going on in here? So Cool.
Absolutely. Kylie, that makes me laugh because I did just break my arm. I just got out of a cast.
Did you really?
I broke my arm roller skating. So when you said that, I was like, you're right. I definitely was glad I went to a regular Western doctor to have my arm fixed, right? So I think it makes you chuckle. But yes, with her anxiety, the thing that makes me really angry and why I'm so passionate about it is because I feel like had I known the information I know now, my daughter could have taken a different path in life. And the sad thing is at age 15, she decided to self-medicate. She started using alcohol, which led her to marijuana and headed her down this horrible path of addiction. And so scary as a mom, when she was in high school, I thought, you know, I can love her enough or I can ground her enough. And nothing seemed to help. And I didn't understand it. And when she got out of high school, we got her into a program to get her better. We put her in a 30-day program thinking this is it. She'll come out and she'll be done. Well, she came out clean from drugs and alcohol, but she came out now addicted to sugar, caffeine, and tobacco. So she just went one from one to another. And 30 days being home, she met up with her friend that she met in rehab and introduced her to meth. And if you know anything about meth, it is the drug of the devil. It was such a scary time because I didn't know whether she was going to kill herself, kill somebody else, or end up in jail. And it just didn't make any sense to me. So the first time she ended up in jail, I thought, yes, this is our answer. I can sleep tonight. I know where my daughter's at. And I thought, okay, she'll get out of jail and then she's going to straighten her life out because she's not going to want to be there. So she'll be done. I mean, that's what made sense to me because I know that if I ever end up in jail, I'd never have to go back, right? Well, I watched this pattern. I watched her. She did really good and she stayed strong. And then about 6 months, I watched her and she would relapse. And then she ended up back in jail. So it didn't make any sense to me because I'm like, what is going on here?
Well, why can you not figure your crap out?
Yeah. Why do you want to keep going to jail? Why do you have to keep living this life? The thing I learned about addicts is, first of all, they don't want to be one. Second of all, they're usually self-medicating. And third is they're just white knuckling up. So I'm looking for answers. And at the same time, I became a hypnotherapist to help people with their thoughts, to change their stories. And I noticed that I'd have some that would come in and they do great. Others would come in and they have the desire. And then I work with them, they come back the next week and it was like I hadn't done anything. And I'm like, okay, this don't make sense. So now I'll try something else. And then they come back and it was like 51st states. And I'm like, what is going on here? There's got to be a missing link. So all of a sudden my mind's thinking, there's got to be answers. What are the answers? How can I help my clients? But most of all, how can I help my daughter? Because I was in fear that I was going to lose her. And what I learned is that I was watching a movie, or not a movie, but a consumer report on how they're using amino acids in rehab centers to help their clients. And what they do, they take large doses and they put them in an IV. And after 3 days, the cravings start to go away. And after 10 days, they're almost completely gone. So they have like a rate of recovery is 85%. And I'm like, okay, sign me up. This is it. But it's $1,000 a day. So I thought to myself, okay, well, I know there are supplements. I'll just go to the store and buy a whole bunch of supplements and make her feel better. And luckily, at the time, my son-in-law was a nurse. And he's like, you know, you can't just throw amino acids at people. You need to understand them. I'm like, okay, good thought, right? So I Googled and I found...
Pause real fast. When you say amino acids, just to be sure people know what you're talking about, that's the breakdown of a protein. So right. You have your protein, like your meat. If you were to break it down and look underneath a microscope, that meat is composed of amino acids. So when she says amino acids, just think protein in a very small form.
Oh, I like that. Thanks, Kylie. That's a great way to put it. So I decided to Google and I found a rehab center in Florida that was using supplements. And I thought, that's what I want. I could do that. And so then the crazy thing is I had just been praying and saying, I need answers. Now here I see this show and now I'm finding somebody who can do this. And he says to me, you know what? In 2 weeks, we're having a training in Salt Lake on amino acid therapy. You're going to learn everything you need to know. Oh my gosh, that is my answer. And what I learned that day is what's going on with our brains when they are not being fed. It blew my mind. And what I learned is that your brain, there's what's called neurotransmitters. And those are just firing chemicals that fire your happy, your focus, your calmness, your positive mind. When they become depleted, anxiety, stress, addiction, cravings, worry, lack of sleep, lack of energy become real. The thing about this is that most people aren't aware of it. And the crazy thing is it started in the 90s. Well, my daughter was born in the 90s. And that's where my anger came in, because I thought, what if I'd have known about amino acid therapy when she was six, and I could have fed her brain what it was needing? Then in my heart, it says, I mean, obviously we can't go back 2020, right? Here we are. But from what I have learned, I thought, I feel like had I known about this, she may have not had to turn to drugs and alcohol to get her to feel better.
To get those neurotransmitters, those feel good guys. Stimulate them.
Yeah. And just like you said, Kylie, is we're in a crazy time. And because of this, that high stress, people's neurotransmitters have become depleted. Now, they become depleted for lots of different reasons. One is you can be born with less of them. Stress, lifestyle, and 60% of people over the age of 40, their neurotransmitters have become depleted. And as a human being, when something doesn't feel right, we go to something that's going to make us feel better, that homeostasis feeling. So when we're feeling that anxiety or that stress, or we want to numb out because we feel overwhelming emotions, we're going to look for something to feel that.
You know, I have anxiety and they think it's a problem of themselves. Like, what did they do wrong? I know when I lost my baby girl at 20 weeks in pregnancy, that my first thought was, what did I do wrong? You know, what could I have done differently to change the outcome? So you just said a couple of reasons why these neurotransmitters, things like serotonin and dopamine, are depleted. Mm-hmm. Let's just write these out for the viewers and the listeners, because I want them to understand that this is not their fault. This is a product of the environment that we're in. So if you were to give your top three ways that your serotonin, your dopamine, your GABA, all these guys are depleted and become depleted, what would those top three ways be?
So they become depleted due to stress. High stress is one reason. The other thing is lifestyle. There's such a connection between the body and the brain when it comes to what you eat. So it really, really does matter what you eat. And then the third thing is, I like to say, you know, our bodies, we have these perfectly imperfect bodies. Sometimes they just stop doing what we want them to do. Either, like I said, you're either born with less of them, or, you know, like I said, 60% of people over the age 40. So it's like there's no rhyme or reason. It's not like you did something to have that happen.
I love the fact that you said perfectly imperfect bodies. And to bring that around, as a mother, you are giving your body what's inside you to your baby, to your kid.
Right.
That happens in not only in fetus, but at birth, and so on and so forth. Especially like if you're breastfeeding, you are literally handing down what you have inside you to your babies. So if you're already depleted because stress is high, food is what it is, the nutrients in the soil are depleted, like it's not your fault. What you're eating is what you're eating, but you are not the farmer. You're not the one taking care of the soil, unless you are. Congratulations, props to you. So that third component is, we have a set, our bodies are like, we have the microbiome, the bacteria, our gut comes from mom and from mom, our immune system comes from mom. So all of that is leading into, I'll just write down birth, because you're really born with a set of amount, whatever your mom's given you, whatever the genetics component has given you. So really, if you add in these three components, it's not your fault you're suffering from anxiety. It's not your fault you're suffering from depression. And moms, it's not your fault that your kids have ADD or ADHD either. This is a product of the environment that we are born into and we live in. And just to top this person on stress, you tell a mom like me, oh, your life is so stressful, what are you going to eliminate? I have a 6-month-old. I run my own business. I am a doctor. I don't know what there is to eliminate unless I have 28 hours in a day, not 24.
Right.
If you think about the external stressors, there's only so many things that we can control. But what we can control is finding the internal stressors. What's on the inside of our body that our body is constantly fighting? So right now, let's give COVID as an example. COVID is a virus. Okay, not only do we have the stress that the media is telling us, we have, what if we do get this virus? That is an internal stressor. So if you can combat that internal stressor, if you can remove whatever is stressing your body from the inside, that's going to eliminate so much stress despite what your lifestyle and your stressors outside of your body look. Does that make sense? So taking the burden off of having to completely change your lifestyle, because like I said, I don't know what I would do differently from my stressful lifestyle, but knowing that I can feed my adrenal glands, I can eat the right food, I can put what's inside my body to boost it so it can handle life.
Absolutely. That's a great way to put it, Carly. I like that. Let's dive into what this is we're talking about. So there's the four neurotransmitters. You've got your serotonin, dopamine, GABA, and endorphins. Now, serotonin is the positive mind, it's flexibility, it's confidence. When it becomes low, there's cravings for afternoon and evening cravings, and you feel the worry, you feel anxiety, maybe some OCD, irritability, rage, those thoughts, ruminating thoughts that won't stop. That is a serotonin issue. And it's also where winter blues comes in, because serotonin follows light. We live in Utah. It gets cold. It gets dark. And so when that happens, we don't have enough time in the day to get out and get this light that we need. And so it causes our serotonin to be depleted, which causes those feelings. And if you don't have enough serotonin, then you don't have nothing to convert to melatonin. So it's really hard to go to sleep at night. By taking an amino acid, which one is 5-HTP, which your body creates, the other one is tryptophan, which your body has to get from food or supplement. And those are going to help feed the brain that serotonin what it needs to get it to boost it, to lift it. We're headed into winter again. We also have a pandemic. So people who have that winter blues, it's a true thing. It's because your brain is not being fed what it needs, and it's become depleted. The second one is your dopamine. That's your energy. That's your drive.
I'm mapping this out so they can see it. So 5-HTP and tryptophan turn into serotonin.
Mm-hmm.
Serotonin's your happy guy.
Yep. Positive mind.
Okay. Then go into dopamine. What makes dopamine?
So then serotonin also turns to melatonin.
Serotonin turns into melatonin.
Right. So if you're not, that's your process to get you positive mind and to be able to let you go to sleep without the thoughts.
Okay.
The next one is your dopamine. That's your energy. That's your drive. That's your focus. There's also two kinds of depression. One is that overall darkness, like Eeyore, which is going to be a serotonin issue. The depression that's linked to dopamine is going to be apathy. I just don't care. And you're going to crave something that's going to give you stimulation, which could be, again, sugar, starches, caffeine. That's also where some of the drugs come in to play. Drugs and alcohol, meth, your cocaine, things like that. Because you're looking for something to give you that feeling. So when that becomes depleted, what you can feed it with is L-tyrosine. And so if we follow the map of L-tyrosine, L-tyrosine is one that your body also produces. Then that one turns into L-dopa, which then turns into dopamine, which gives you that energy. It gives you alert. It makes you feel alive. L-tyrosine is a sustained energy, so it's not like you're taking caffeine and spiked and crashed. It's sustained. Now, what you're going to see is a lot of these amino acids your body does produce. 5-HTP, L-tyrosine. So people say, well, why can't I just eat some meat? Well, what happens is when your body has become depleted, you take that meat and you can't say, I want all this meat to go into my brain. It's going to go in, it's going to digest, and then it's going to go to your brain, it's going to go to your muscles, it's going to go to your stomach, it's going all over. So it's really hard to balance the brain with just taking meat. So by taking So by doing the dopamine, though, it's going to increase that energy. It's also going to help with focus. When your children, they've got ADD or ADHD, they're having a hard time really focusing. So tyrosine actually goes in and it helps you because it is raising that dopamine and it helps you to be able to focus.
I know the way I was trained with my nutrition degree was there's this thing called RDA values, which I've since thrown out the window because RDA values are literally what your body needs to just simply survive. Doesn't mean anything about the way it's going to thrive. Those values are so much higher. So if we're looking at, say, a mom is like, okay, if I want more energy, if I want my brain to think clear, I want the same thing for my kids, where do I get this tyrosine?
Right. So tyrosine is a supplement. Your body, also, like I said, your body creates tyrosine. It is a non-essential. Doesn't mean you have enough of it, but it means that your body creates it. But we're going to supplement it with a supplement. And it's called L-tyrosine. Mine's actually called Energy Booster, so you understand what it is. Mm-hmm. And by taking a amino acid, the really cool thing about it is if your brain and body need it, you may feel a difference within 20 minutes or less. So you don't have to wait a long time for this to get in your system to build up. It's literally going in and feeding the brain what it needs. Now, the thing that you want to remember is because it works really quickly, it's because your brain is being fed, not because your brain is actually doing the firing yet. So some people get on, they feel great, and then they go off really soon, and then they feel terrible. And they say, well, now I feel terrible. It's because you forgot how terrible you felt before you got on them. So it's going to take time. It is like taking an amino acid. It's just to build a box of protein. It takes time for you to get it so your brain is actually doing the firing rather than because it's being fed.
Yeah. Anything worth doing takes time.
Right.
If you're depleted, you've got to boost these systems back up. When I do a lot with vitamin D for anxiety and depression, and this is an awesome component we can start to add in as well. Vitamin D, when I tell people to take it, they're like, oh, well, I already take it. Okay, well, how much? I take 2,000. I think that's what it says on my bottle. Okay, go check. So sure enough, they take 2,000. What if you were to jump that up, jack it up, like to 25,000? Holy cow, that's a lot. It's a lot, but you're going to feel a difference. And you do that for a month.
Absolutely.
And then you back off to 20,000 for a month. And then you back off to 15,000 and you maintain at 10,000. 2,000, 5,000, that doesn't cut it anymore. We live in an environment that is depleting our bodies. It's depleting the food that we eat. It's depleting the air that we breathe. So we have to combat all of that with these higher doses of things. So you have the L-tyrosine. It's called Energy and what?
Energy Booster.
Focus Energy Booster. Mm-hmm. Writing this down.
Awesome. Yeah. And so even on my bottles, they're very conservative. So most of your supplements have very, very conservative dosing because nobody wants to get in trouble, right? And so it's definitely going to take you figuring out how much you need, how much your child needs to feel a difference. And that's why you trial it and see how many do you need. Take one, you wait 20 minutes and see how you feel. If that's the right amount, then great. If it's not, then you're going to increase it. You're going to figure out what works for you. Now, the next one I love is your GABA. Now, GABA neurotransmitter is in charge of calming you down. It's your natural way of relaxation for your brain. When it's not working, then you feel that uptight, overstressed, can't calm down, like that knot in your stomach. That's the feeling that your body is not able to physically calm down. Now, your children, if you have a child who feels that anxious feeling and they tell you, I have a stomach ache. And so what they're telling you is my stomach hurts. They don't understand that it's because they don't have enough GABA in their body to calm them down. I like to call it taming the butterflies is a good way to look at it. But what it is when you're physically, when the thoughts from the low serotonin turn into the physical. So it's that panic, it's that fear, it's overwhelming worry when you just feel like there's no way to calm down because you physically have a hard time calming down. It also, at nighttime, a lot of times it's not just the serotonin that's low, but if your GABA is low, then you're going to have a hard time physically calming down. So by taking what's called GABA chill, like take a chill pill, what its job is to do is to feed the GABA. So it's kind of funny to me. GABA feeds GABA. Every time I say it, I think, couldn't they come up with a better name for the supplement? So it's kind of confusing. But GABA Chill is going to just take you from to just like, okay, I can breathe. And the cool thing about it is it's not going to put you to sleep. There's no withdrawals. You're not going to become addicted to it. And it's safe enough to give to your children. Now, they haven't been tested on children younger than 5. So I'm going to tell you to do whatever you feel right. But I can tell you that they make a huge difference.
I know I use GABA for my, I've got a mom right now who literally can't even keep food down. Her anxiety is so bad. She's constantly throwing anything up. I use my version of GABA, which is Calm, because it's what it does. It calms you down. Yeah, that's what she's been doing for her anxiety as well.
Yeah. And it makes a huge difference. Huge difference. That one happens to be a chewable one. It tastes like orange pixie sticks.
I love chewables. Yeah. Those are awesome for kids.
They are. And they come in 125 milligrams. So you can give it to a little child and say, here, take this. Tastes kind of like candy. Not really.
I have to get some of that for my son because Calm is not chewable. It's just a capsule. Mm-hmm. And my child's got some good old anxiety as well. So
it's amazing.
Awesome.
Now, the last one is your endorphins.
Yeah, where can they find these? Your GABA Chill and your energy one. Where do they buy those supplements?
So you get them online at get them on hypnoaminos.com.
Okay, let me write that down.
You go to my website. And if you are questioning, which of these do I need? Are they going to help me? There's a quiz on there that you could take. And it's really simple. And it gives you an idea of what the symptoms are and what the cravings are that go along with those symptoms.
Okay, you got one more. I definitely want to touch on this, the whole cravings idea, because so many people are like, why can't I just fight this? Why can't I not? I have to have sugar. Why? What's my problem? Like, it's me. What's wrong with me? It's not what's wrong with you. You have the ability to fight it. It's what's wrong with what's
right. Right. And the cool thing, Kylie, that I like to say is if I can get you on the right amino acids and I can feed your body with the basic macros of protein and good fats and veggies, and you can add in a little bit of other stuff, but your cravings are going to go down substantially. So you're not fighting that.
Yeah. Healthy fats are huge too. Mm-hmm. I always say if I liked avocados, I'd be in a great place. I just can't stand their texture. Avocados are great, great food. If you like it, eat away.
So my daughter taught me, because I was trying to think of a good fat to put in a smoothie. And she's like, Mom, use avocado oil because it has no flavor. Mm-hmm. And it works great in a smoothie. So that way you can get it in there. It doesn't make a taste.
I cook with it. It's a great to cook with too. So you have your coconut oil if you want the coconut flavor, but the avocado oil is awesome to cook with because there is no flavor and it cooks really well.
It's awesome. I put it in all my smoothies. So the last two really quickly is one is your endorphins. Because when your endorphins are low, you're looking for something to either comfort, reward, or numbing. Comfort, I want to feel love. Reward, I deserve this. And numbing, I'm going to check out. It's that overwhelming feeling of loving something that's not lovable. Like, oh my gosh, I love this clothing. I love this exercise. I love this movie. It's when you feel more emotional and pain. It's somebody when you find yourself crying easy. It's also if you have a teenager or somebody who is a cutter, who self-harms. It's because their endorphins are so low that when they self-harm, a whole bunch of endorphins rush through the body. This is also where behaviors come. So if you're somebody who says, I'm going to numb out and I'm going to do it through social media, gaming, gambling, internet, pornography, shopping, any of those things that we do, because it's like, my brain's like, I just want to numb out. And so that's a really powerful thing that it tells you, kind of gives you an idea which of those transmitters are low based on what are you craving. So
you should go take your self quiz.
That's where we take the quiz. Yep. So by taking that amino acid, which is called DLPA Happy, that's what it does. The very last one is glutamine. Glutamine is a overall, your body makes glutamine and it is a brain cell food. So it's feeding your brain what it needs. It keeps your blood sugar level. Because we miss so many people eating so much sugars and starches or skipping meals, their brain goes into that crazy hangry feeling that said it shuts down your brain and you become irritable and irrational. Now, as you look at what your kids are eating and you find that they become irritable and then you give them some sugar and they're fine, that means they've hit that level of where they're spiking and crashing. And by feeding your brain some glutamine, extra glutamine, because we use so much of it, our body's not able to keep up with the source, it's going to help. It's going to help that blood sugar, and it's going to help feed the brain what it needs. So it helps with those cravings. So those are the amino acids. And like I said, by taking them along with what are you eating, because there is a connection. You need to have, your body needs to be fed. It needs protein. It needs good fats. It needs veggies. It needs fiber. It needs water. It's not like you have to go out and eat some really crazy stuff or some weird diet. It literally is feed your brain and your body for that connection.
I love this.
Yeah.
Oh, so good, Shelley. Okay. If we're thinking of, say somebody, yes, supplements work. Yes, they're fantastic and they're highly used. I mean, there's a million and a zillion companies out there that make supplements. Right. If we were to say, okay, eat these three foods are powerhouses. One, I'm going to go off avocados. Those are powerhouses. So foods to eat more of, let's say that. Mm-hmm. Okay, what other foods would you say to eat more of?
Well, you're going to have protein. You've got to have some meat. There's a lot of people who are vegetarians, and I'm not going to say yes or no. The thing is some people are vegetarians just because they don't eat protein. They don't eat meat. That is, their body needs some, they need that protein, right? So a piece of chicken, turkey's a really good one. Here we go, we're going to Thanksgiving. Most people's body can handle turkey, but yeah, you've so got to have that meat. You've got to have.
When you're eating your Thanksgiving dinner, tell yourself that you're feeding your brain, because you are.
Yeah, you are. And then you want to make sure that you've got some veggies. I like to take, my favorite is to take spinach and put it in the freezer and freeze it. That way I can put a handful in a smoothie. There's no taste to it. And it lasts longer because spinach doesn't normally last very long in the fridge. And it's good because by putting in a fruit smoothie, your kids, if they don't like it, they're not going to taste it. So that, I think it's really powerful. Spinach is really important.
Yeah. Dark green leafy vegetables.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Okay, cool.
So those are my three favorite.
I want to give one plug in here to this protein real fast. I have worked with college athletes, high school athletes, and in the track and field world. My three younger brothers, they all went into college for track and field. Two of them are BYU. One of them went to Weber State, all ran, all got paid to run. So I'm in this track and field world. There's a big, big issue with food, especially in your female track athletes, especially in those long distance type people. And I can name 10 names right now who have stress fractures or who have a history of stress fractures, and they're so worried about this caloric content thing, this whole stipulation of 2000 calories per day. I'll give you one example. I was at high school track meet, probably, I don't know, 7-8 years ago. And the high school coach brought three girls up to me and he said, sit down and talk to her. So I'm talking to these three girls. I have no idea who they are. When he brings them up to me, I know what I'm talking about, food. And one of the girls, she had stress fractures in her femur, the largest bone in your body. She has got two stress fractures in there, cross country athlete, junior in high school. And she's out for the season because of these stress fractures. So she starts telling me what she eats during the day. She's like, well, I eat about 1500 calories a day. I like my rice cakes. I like my salads. I mean, all of those are healthy foods, but with the amount of miles she's putting on her feet, if she were to sit on her butt and do absolutely nothing, her body would burn 1500 calories a day. And that's all she's feeding it. Because they look around and they see all this obesity and they think, oh, well, everybody's just eating 2000 calories a day because that's what the government has brainwashed us with. She's like, I only can eat 1500 calories. So I had to basically retrain her to thinking, you can eat a salad, they're great, but I want you to drench that salad with chicken. I want you to drench it with turkey. And if you like shrimp, throw on some shrimp too. Like, you just eat protein. That your body is literally eating away at itself. Stress fractures. because you're not feeding it. And from a functional medicine standpoint, it is super, super hard to get a vegetarian healthy. I'm just going to say vegan, vegetarian, I don't care what the reason is. It is very, very difficult to get you healthy because your body needs this food. And if you're not watching very, very carefully on where you're getting your protein and your sources at, you're going to be depleted in all of these neurotransmitters that we've been talking about. And so it's just, don't be afraid to eat meat. Meat is good for you. We eat meat every single day of the week. Yeah. So don't be afraid. That's my plug-in for meat and protein. And if you're a runner, and if you're trying to lose weight, whatever the case may be, just food is your friend. Don't make it your enemy.
Oh, I love that. That's a great way to put it. Most people have such a love-hate relationship with food. And I get it. I struggled with weight since I was a teenager. I understand that feeling. What I like to tell my clients is food is just food. It's just fuel. And it's not about the food. It's really what's going on that you've got this relationship with it. And that's really what you got to figure out. But it's really not, we're surrounded by food. We, you know, everything that we do celebrate is with food. And so there's better ways to figure out how to eat like a normal, rather than being so constricted that it's something that you can't sustain. You can't keep a diet that is so going to take you one way or the other.
Yeah. And I often want to say when people are on tight budgets, the first thing that they restrict is the food budget. When that should be like the last thing people restrict, because if you're restricting the food budget, you're ultimately going to pay more for medical bills and pay more for medications and things, because what we're feeding our bodies is not giving it what it needs. And so we're ending up with anxiety, depression, SAD, ADD, ADHD. I mean, the list could go on, fibromyalgia, blah, 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 blah. Everything down the road. So Shelley, I absolutely love what we talked about today. Do you have any final thoughts for us?
I would just say, you know what, especially as we're going into winter, really look about what you're eating, what you're feeding your brain, also your children. This is going to be really important for all of us to really focus, hone in on the things we can control. We can't control what the government does. We can't control what the restrictions. We can control how we view it. And we're going to view it a lot better if we can get our mind and our thoughts more healthy so we can see things more realistically rather than create these thoughts and these worries and things that kind of spiral us clear out into crazy land. It's really going to be important. And that's what I would say. The last thing I'd like to say is that life matters. Your life matters. Do what it takes to take care of yourself, to take care of that brain and your body. It's the only one you got.
Yeah. I always say my husband and I, we are big fans of, you know, if you take care of yourself, the relationships that you have with other people are going to be better.
Right.
Because you're healthy from the inside. And us moms, we always put ourselves last. When in reality, we should probably put ourselves first because we have to take care of the kids and we have all these relationships that we need to have strong. And if they're not strong because of our own health, then let's change that. I do have one quick question for you because I wrote this down and circled it. I get a lot of questions in regards to addiction when it comes to soda pop. What would you suggest on how to get off of the addicted soda popping drinkers?
So I would say that probably soda pop is going to be because they're looking for something to give them energy for that dopamine. And so by increasing your tyrosine, then you're feeding your brain what it really wants, because your brain's going to go to what it can get the fastest. So when it's feeling depleted or something, it wants what it can get the fastest. It's going to be caffeine. It's going to be sugar. And so by feeding it what it really needs, what is the tyrosine and some glutamine, those cravings are going to go down naturally. I had, before I started, I was a big sugar addict, and I also loved Diet Coke. And I noticed very quickly when I started feeding it the tyrosine, my cravings for that Coke went down because I was getting what I needed. And it got to the point where I was like, okay, well, I think Diet Coke tastes better with pizza and popcorn than water. Then I got to the point where I was like, I had a Diet Coke for 2 years. So that's what's going to help you, is feeding the brain what it really needs rather than substituting it with the soda pop.
Perfect. Love it. So soda pop addiction, increased tyrosine, increase glutamine, what would those supplements be called again?
Yeah.
Okay. Listening to this on the podcast or on the summit, go check out Shelley's website. It is hypnoaminos.com. You can order those supplements to start feeding your brain. Take the quiz, figure out what it is that you need personally. Feed yourself, feed your body, feed your kids, so we can combat all of this together with ways that we can control. Thank you so much, Shelley.
Thanks, Kelly. Appreciate it.
What if you had help converting your normal labs into answers, healing, and hope? You can. You just need to have the right tools. I'm going to give you those tools inside the Healing Beyond the Diagnosis Tribe. It's a new community we're launching this month, and I've been working on it for over 18 months now. Why? Because I want to get this into your hands at a level where you can start healing on your own. No more relying on Google MD. If you're ready to take the jump, to come join the tribe, do it in January for a special low monthly fee of $99. It's never going to be this price again after January is over. So go check out drkylieburton.com/healingbeyondthediagnosis to see if it's right for you, and come join us.